One thing you can say about Zach Funk during his record-setting regular season campaign with the Prince George Cougars. Given the chance to add yet another magic milestone to his stat sheet, he doesn't waste any time getting the job done. 3 weeks after he joined the WHL's 50-goal club and exactly a week after he signed an NHL contract with the Washington Capitals, the 20-year-old right winger moved himself into more elite company Friday night. He scored his 60th and 61st goals to trigger a 5-3 win over the Vancouver Giants in front of a CN Center crowd of 3,743. Funk grabbed the spotlight and linemate Tarek Parasak stole it from him, collecting 5 points with 2 goals and 3 assists. Funk's first of the game was a chip shot he floated in over the shoulder of Giants goalie Brett Myhrvold while standing in the faceoff circle. His no-60th doubled the Cougars' lead with 6 minutes left in the second period. 76 seconds later, Funk made it a 3-0 count when Parasak spotted him standing just off the goal line and fed a cross-crease pass that was in the net a split second after it hit the blade of Funk's stick. Funk is now only 6 points shy of Quinn Hancock's all-time record for points in a season. He broke Hancock's goals record of 54 and now has 7 games left to equal or better Hancock's 110-point season, also set in, 97-98. Parasak opened the scoring on a Cats power play, the only goal of the first period, then netted his 36th of the season 4:30 into the third. A perfect tap-in feed from Riley Height, which gave him 36 goals, tops for all WHL rookies. That made it 4-1 and that stood as the game winner. It was also a big night for another Rookie of the Year candidate. Giants 16-year-old left winger and Prince George native Cameron Schmidt followed Funk's lead and achieved his own record-breaking feat. Schmidt's spectacular goal came with 3:40 left in the third period when he walked in from the high slot and dangled his way around his check before letting rip a far side shot under Joshua Ravenbergen's glove. That was his 26th of the season and it shattered the Giants team record for goals in one season by a rookie, breaking the old mark of 25 set by Gibbert Brule in 2003-04. Schmidt's second of the game, 4 minutes after his first, cut the Cougars' lead to 4-2 with still plenty of time left. But the Giants couldn't stop a relentless Parasak, who got right back to terrorizing the Giants. He earned his 5th point with the primary assist to set up Cougars captain, Hudson Thornton for his 15th goal in his 200th career WHL game, and that took the mystery out of the outcome. Shots were 44-33 in favor of the Cougars and both goalies impressed Cougars head coach and general manager Mark Lamb. The first period it was 1-0 but, Ravensbergen, had 6 or 7 grade A saves that kept us in the game. That at his job, but I just thought he was excellent tonight, said Cougars head coach and general manager Mark Lamb. Parasak could have had 8 goals tonight. The win moved the Cougars, 4-2-1-5-1-3, back into first place in the Western Conference, 1 point ahead of the idle Portland Winterhawks, who have 8 games left while Prince George is down to its last 7. The Giants and Cougars meet again on Saturday, 6 p.m.